This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Mackie O'Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
All right, man, so we're almost at the end of the roller coaster that is okay. Actually,
we are at the end.
Tomorrow
will be. Now,
it will be the end. Now, we got one more review for y'all.
Depending on how, we got one more review for y'all. Like, if it was up to me, if I could work some magic and give it to you, you got both of them, I would, but I can't, so you're going to have to wait.
I'm sorry, my TARDIS don't work quite right yet.
Right, so this is where we at. All right, episode 15 came out this morning. And first thing I did, I watched episode 14 last night, and I was like, oh shit, okay, this is body. Like, okay. Shout out. So I'm watching, I watched 15, and it was like, they immediately pick up at the big reveal. Because episode 14 had, y'all were talking about reveal last week, and I was listening to it like, wait a minute, I've seen this episode, like, that reveal was a fake out. But I like the fact that they sold it as a big reveal. And
right,
then
right.
When last Sunday's episode came out, which was episode 14, you really got the big twist of, oh yes, that was a fake out. And I always had a funny feeling about that.
Like, why is she always there? Why does she always know the fuck?
Some attitude, some negative
right,
shit to say.
Always got something to say. Right. So, she was always there.
Always something about her I just didn't like. This episode was, I don't know. I guess we got to speak on 14 too. So 14, yeah. It got revealed that, the head nurse ended up being Miss Cold Mother. She resulted into having plastic surgery to change her face
for the past 10 years. I think 20. It was 20 years.
She hasn't seen her mother in 20 years. So she's 28 or something.
Changed her whole face.
She ain't seen her mom since she was a little girl. Now her mama grown, had plastic surgery, and like, her mama show up with the same outfits. I'm like, first off, I got questions. Where you been living at?
Like, she's been living around.
Yeah. She done got
I
a
mean,
whole
she
degree.
Done got a job. She can live wherever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, you've been right under the nose. And she revealed that the reason why she did that was she was just like, oh no, my husband tried to kill me. I got to see him suffer and die. And the fact that he's at peace.
I'm a psychopath.
Oh yeah, she's
and
crazy.
I want to kill other people's happiness. And my husband don't agree with that, and he wanted to kill me, so I'm going to watch this motherfucker suffer and die. That's terrible.
That shit was sad.
That's a terrible explanation of that.
It was.
That was a bad explanation.
Break it down.
Basically, here's what happened, guys.
Wow, she said that. Guys.
Let me sit up, because I had a lot to say. So basically, the thing was, yes, basically, this bitch... And I'm going to say bitch.
I'll talk your shit.
Because we're going into episode 15. The thing that happened was Gang Tae and Sang Tae's mother was the housekeeper at Ko Moon Young's.
I missed it.
Yeah, you did. And okay. Ko Moon Young's house. She was the new housekeeper. She was hired to take care of all the stuff. That's what she did. She was a housekeeper.
Right.
One day... They give this away when they gave the whole reveal of the dad saying why he killed the mom.
Right.
Where he said that she said she crossed the line. She tried to raise my child. She crossed the line. She said that even when we saw the memory of how the mother got killed. And I said,
Yeah, you explained that to me last week.
Yeah, that's what I was explaining it to you.
Because Miss Cole and
You were like, they brothers.
Yeah, Gang Tae was like, siblings for real. And she just took her away. He's like, no, that's just because she said the wrong thing to Miss Cole.
She said the wrong thing to the mom.
Mm-hmm. You heard what she said.
Who was just, yes.
But she saw it from the jump. She's like, your daughter got problems.
It wasn't even just that.
She didn't like that shit.
It was just, she recognized a mother. As a mother, what she would do for her child.
Right.
Like their mom was just like, I recognize mental illness in my son.
Right.
Both of my children. Hey, I know I'm a housekeeper, but hey, I know somebody. Her mother was so psychotic.
She was out
because she was raising. She was raising her child to be psychotic.
She was out of line, though.
She wasn't out of line.
Mother was out of line. She was out of line for one, saying something about her child. Especially when you got the audacity to tell one of your kids the whole purpose of having him was to take care of your brother. Bitch, you fucked up.
Yeah. You know,
you have no right to talk to her about her child.
No, I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Really?
No, I can't.
Break it down.
No, like, because in the society that we live in now, would you rather somebody's child go around acting crazy than actually say something about it?
I'm not done. That's Korea.
No.
That's Korea, not here.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Thank you. Because in the society that we live in today, with all these kids going around guns, all these people hurting people, this is a universal concept. We ain't just talking about Korea. They're going universal with this. The whole topic, everything, they're talking in a society in which we live in, this shit is happening. It takes a village to raise a child. That's the whole concept. And here, y'all can say is that, oh, she's out of line for that. No, she's not out of line. You see somebody's child that you work for that's sick or sitting up there talking like, oh, this is a bird. Should I kill it? All this kind of other stuff. This child might hurt her kids when she goes to school. All this kind of other stuff. And you don't call that out, you're going to have a guilty conscience on you. If you see something wrong, you need to bring it up. Because if you don't, that shit will come back and bite you in the ass. And you're going to have to live with the guilt.
No good deed goes unpunished. I feel what you're saying. But
in America, them motherfuckers don't care about that.
Does it make it right? No, it doesn't.
In
the worldly sense, I see what you're saying. Because I completely agree with you in the worldly sense.
Which is true.
But for the sake of what I'm seeing, knowing how mentally Gang Tae just had to go through it because of the shit he had to deal with his brother. Now, granted, a lot of that happened because his mother was so horrifically killed. That's really what affected him. But at the same time,
his mother wasn't too connected with him.
She did the best she could.
With the situation she was in.
But ultimately, I still feel
Harry's mother said, parents are not always right.
Okay.
That's all I got to say on that. And that was the point that they made in there. Okay. Was like, parents are not always right.
I'll give you check with that. Okay. Yeah.
Parents are not always right. But what she did was not out of line in the sense of the matter. It wasn't. She did not mean any harm about that. And if...
No, because Cole's mom was fucking crazy.
Yes. That was the only reason...
How crazy you think she... Do you think she even suspected she was a little crazy? Because you know how folks say
that. No, I don't think she did.
She just started working there. She didn't even fucking know. She just saw that the girl was talking shit. It was like, hey, your daughter got problems, bro. You might want to check on that.
And she did not appreciate it. My child belongs in a mental institution. How dare you? I was like, that's pretty drastic, y'all. You could have fired her.
She already knew her daughter was.
You should have just cussed her.
No, she already knew she was crazy within herself. She wanted to imprint that on her daughter.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. She was imprinting her craziness onto her daughter. That's why she kept saying, she was a work of art. I molded her. I made her the way she is. And that's when it was just like, this woman was
trying to groom her up to be that way.
Yeah.
She abused her. She did all these horrible things. And that's why her dad was just like,
There was nothing my daughter did wrong,
but I had a fear of her. Because
she gonna be a monster.
Like,
I gotta kill everybody.
You know what? And that's the biggest thing that bugged me. It's like when, I hated the whole, man, I guess this is a cultural thing, and I don't want this to sound violent, because I wanna have fun, but.
I wanna do terrible violence.
But when your boy, why you choking her, bro? Like,
Really? They don't have not. They don't.
I ain't mean about shooting. He have to shoot her. I mean, I would have Nipsey backslapped her or something. Like,
hell they no, don't bro. Slap. Like, they you don't gotta end women. That shit.
You they don't end that shit. You killed like my mama. You gotta catch these.
They're not beating open women. They don't beat women.
His
over
whole
there like
thing
that,
was
dog.
Also.
He grabbed her by her neck, and I'm just like, bro, you'd have felt better if you'd just whacked. How
no,
dare
he
you?
Wouldn't have. He
no,
trying
he wouldn't
to end
have.
That shit.
No, he would not. I would not have. Because
you knew
you
wasn't gonna be able to beat that shit out of her, dog.
I wouldn't have beat her, but it was like.
It had to end.
It had to end. That was the whole slapping somebody is just inflicting pain. You need to end this person.
That's just negative reinforcement.
She graphically tell me how she killed my mom. I'm slapping the man. I'm slapping. I'm hitting you in the mouth.
No, hell no.
No, I'm a kid.
I would have right. I'd have jumped on the light like moon.
I would have been like this. This gotta go
start
right.
Choking him.
Right, like, oh, you stabbed my mom
really
in the neck,
thought,
like,
I
bitch.
Really thought Miss Cole was going to walk in and see that scene. The biggest question...
I was glad it didn't, because in most K-dramas, that's what would have happened.
And you know what, though? This is the biggest question
she
I got.
She would have been mad at him all
how
over
did
again.
Same Tay, shout out to him for saving the day. How did he hit her in the back of the head with a book, but the next scene, she got a bloody nose with blood coming
he
down
hit
her
no, that he, hard.
Like, but it, like, the psych- like the doctor said, like, somebody hit you in the head pretty hard. If you get... Blunt force trauma to the head will cause
make
a nosebleed.
Nose
yeah.
Woo. Yeah,
that book off. Was thick as fuck.
Yeah.
And he
at first I was yeah. like, how did
he
that?
Knocked her out.
I was like, maybe her nose hit the ground when she fell out.
No, blunt force trauma
he
to the head will cause a nosebleed.
So hard to hit not. She's.
Brain
she,
goes shift,
she kind of, her brain kind of, because you saw how she was staggering when she fell over, because it was just like he.
She
could have
got back up because she wasn't unconscious. She was
yeah.
laying there like this, and then she just kind of gave up.
She just
yeah,
gave
that,
up.
That honestly, this shit really pulled me in, because now that shit was like getting really intense, because now I'm trying to figure out, all right, you know, what is going to happen? Like, bro, what you going to do? You know, because. She was talking her shit. She had this elaborate plan. And I was like, yo.
She had done mind warped old the other chick who was at the hospital
yeah,
to
Park
do all
Ryan,
the shit.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, old Park. Yeah, Park son.
Yeah, she got her and she done got into the elaborate scheme. And it was nasty, man. All around nasty. And then Miss Koso damaged. It was like, the whole time I get it, but I'm looking at like. After we done been through all of this, your mama killed mom, we done been through all this, like, I really ain't gonna get no kind of bond with nobody else like I got with you. We already together, we already got our trauma and all our shit that we share. We might as well just...
Right, we either gonna be together or we ain't. What the fuck is
nah,
happening?
No, ain't no ain't. You my girl.
No,
we together.
Hell no, cause it's either gonna be...
You my girl.
No, cause we either gonna be together or it's not gonna happen. Cause
Shawty,
she keep on with this bullshit talking about you need to leave shit.
I got
but,
you,
bruh.
Man, the fact that... Hold on, you threatened to kidnap me. You threatened to kill me. You threatened
yeah,
to take me
Yeah, but at the same
body.
Time, every time the
oh,
shit
nah,
gets hard, she's
now.
Like, oh, you gotta go. You need to leave. I don't
nope.
want to be with you.
Nope.
As a dude, you gonna get tired of that shit. Like, oh, I've been here since this, since that, since
I got
this,
her
since that.
Thought,
and then
though.
Next thing you know, when some shit gets bad for you, you're like, oh, you gotta go. You need to leave. I'm gonna
no,
say
no,
all this
no,
fucked
no,
up
no,
shit
no,
to make
no.
you feel bad
no,
to try to push you away from me.
I had to make
But it's like, bruh, after a while, the dude is gonna be like, look, I'm here for you because I understand. Or I'm finna get the fuck on because I'm tired of the shit.
But in that sense of like, bro, we in too heat.
Yeah.
It's just like shot.
Yeah, but that
heat.
Don't mean shit, bro. It's
I
like
gotta
look,
be
either
real.
You gonna push me away.
I can't let you push me away because
no,
yes,
that's
what shit.
He,
I know it's
but
bullshit.
Look, it got to that point, and he made the right choice by going back. But not everybody's gonna make that choice. If she keep pushing away, like, look, we both fucked up.
You not looking at the sense of loyalty at all. Because some men
loyalty,
real fucking loyal.
Loyalty goes so far, dog. Once
it
gets
it don't
to a
go
point,
that far if you don't understand what
yes,
we're talking about.
Yes, it does.
About.
Once it gets to a point where a motherfucker's like, look, I'm here for you, and they keep on pushing and keep pushing. And
your
keep
mama
pushing.
Killed my mama. I almost killed your mama.
Right, exactly.
You my girl.
That's
at that
it.
Point,
that's
but
it.
If
at
I go
that
on
point,
date, if I go on the date, if I go on the
that
date, I am
funny.
Not trying. To,
it does. And then bro, y'all ain't listening to me. If you keep trying to, be there for that, and you keep trying to be there, look, my brother has his own problems that I got to deal with too, and I'm trying to be here for you and him, and we trying to make it a family, and do this and do that, and she's still on this. Oh no, whenever it's too hard for me, get the fuck on. Eventually I love her.
Not in every situation.
He gonna get the fuck on.
Actually, right. No.
It's not every motherfucker let gonna me, be that knight in shining armor. That's like, no, baby, I'm gonna be here for you and save the day.
Let me stop you right there.
Somebody gonna get tired of that shit.
I went through too much work with my brother to even warm up to you for me to throw this away now. No, we took a picture. Eventually, we in too deep.
Let me, okay, right, now, let me put all of this in perspective. Because you are missing the point of that episode.
I'm not.
You are.
I definitely am not.
The whole concept of the reason why she was doing that is because he suffered, Saint Tay suffered because of her. No, be quiet and let me finish talking.
Saint
Tay suffered because of her mother.
I get
and
it.
Then the mother came back. And then he was still suffering.
I get all that.
On top of that,
I get all that.
She felt that he was suffering because this whole time because of her.
I get it.
When in reality,
she thinks it's her fault.
She thinks it's her
I
fault.
I get all
on
that.
On top of that,
but it's not.
No, that's it's not. But on top of that, you got to remember what the doctor said. What did the doctor say?
That, yeah, because if somebody feels this way and all that kind of shit,
no,
you gotta be there to put it back together for them and all that shit.
Weak people have to lean on weak people.
Yeah, lean on each other. No. I get all that shit, but no.
No, that's not what the doctor said.
Well, where were you going? Because, I mean.
The doctor said that just because somebody is the reason why you are suffering, they are also the reason why. You grow as a person.
Weak people
with
lean
that.
On each other.
No,
same thing,
it's
yeah.
Same.
It's the same thing.
You just don't want to hear it.
No, I hear what you're saying.
You're stuck in your ways, and that's fine.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But the matter is,
no, I'm trying to tell you that not in every situation is the motherfucker going to stick around for that. That's what I want you to understand. He's a special case. He stuck around because, yeah, like Starman was saying, oh, this happened with us, and we've been through too much shit to let you go. Not
the
every motherfucker gonna stick around for that. That's all I was
can
saying.
Can also be the one to save you.
Weak people lean on each other.
No,
I get
that's
that.
Not it. That's
I understand
not weak.
That.
Torment isn't weak. That's not the same concept.
I understand all that stuff, but what
I'm
saying
is, at the
end
of the day is,
not everybody gonna stick around for that.
So, we ain't talking about you.
I didn't
we
say
talking
me.
About
I'm
the situation
the general-
of what has happened in the show and why he decided to do it.
I get that. What I saw is when we got to that point between them, it's like at this point none of the shit was true. She kept trying to place all this guilt, mm-hmm. all this blame on herself, and it's just like, look, shawty, I can't let you push me away because the whole notion that this shit, because if I walk away, I'm admitting to you that you're right, that it's your fault. It's not your fault, baby. This is your mama.
Yep.
Your mama fucked up. This ain't
yep.
your fault. I can't go away because I have to convince you that this is not your fault. Like, I'm in too deep, and this ain't your fault. So regardless of what you're doing, I care about you so much, I can't let you tell me that this is your fault. Because the whole time, she's like, I'm sorry. She kept apologizing. It was just like, child, it ain't your fault. Why you keep fucking apologizing? Like, all you gonna do is
she's apologizing because she didn't know. That's why she was apologizing.
I mean, she felt bad because
she didn't
the nigga
know.
Got stabbed again, and then her brother could have got killed because of the tranquilizer.
That's after the fact, though.
But I'm saying it's like her mother did so much. So at the end, when she's just like, "We can't, you know, fuck this. I done put you through enough. You suffered enough dealing with me and my bullshit. Like, I'm elite. I'm setting you free from my bullshit." He was like, "No, shot, I'm in too deep." It's, at that point, it's just like shawty.
No, it was the fact that both of our bullshit is bullshit. Your bullshit directly affects my bullshit, but I can't blame you for that. That's all that was.
Yeah, none of that was her fault. So I feel like if y'all done came this far, it's like, I can't let you give me some bullshit excuse why you want me to leave. Because deep down, you don't want me to leave.
Yep.
It's all a lie. Stop lying to me. My thing is, stop lying to me.
Yeah,
if you meant that
lying.
Shit, I would have left.
Yeah,
I wasn't arguing that. All I was saying was not every motherfucker is gonna go for that.
I got
that's
you.
All I was saying.
But not every chick I date done kill my mama, bro. Like,
yeah. Exactly. That's like, the point
that,
I was
yeah.
making. Not every motherfucker
it's
gonna go
like,
for that
the
type
end
of
the
situation.
Day, it's up to whether or not you have the loyalty or you have the balls to stay with somebody to treat you.
It
that
ain't
way.
About loyalty
and, the
and
reason,
balls. Like
it
that's
does.
A fucked up situation.
It has something to do with
your mama
who you
killed
are
my
as
mama,
a person, and
you
if you believe
just go with that.
That person is worthy enough for you to stay to fight for. That's what it comes down to. Like, if you don't want to fight, you don't want to fight. You get tired of fighting, that's on you.
Because if you win, that's the end.
You that's it.
You win, you won
the whole package.
Bro,
you win,
lose,
you win.
You lose,
the
you got to start all over
again.
He didn't even win.
Some
brother
people
Ice cold, you ain't going nowhere because you know all my brother's secrets. You know what we've been through. I ain't trying to go on no date. And they're like, so, you don't, I got to deal with another shit. I got a woman to my brother.
I got to go going outside, on another date and shit.
Huh? What you said, Macio?
Oh. I ain't say nothing. That was him.
But like, I don't watch this shit.
You're right.
But yeah, that was the working review, man. I honestly loved the episode. I think it was a good way to get around to capping off the series. They're going to give me an hour and 30 minutes of closure tomorrow. And I guess I appreciate it because one thing they could have been, they don't like to edit, bro. Every episode that's been an hour and 30 minutes could have been 59 minutes. There's always been at least 30 minutes of bullshit that didn't fucking matter because y'all made this side story shit like side story. Like the manager trying to get with old girl. I like that story, but
it wasn't important.
They used that shit as a placeholder and I'm like, y'all dragging this shit out. But honestly, this is a more endearing relationship because it's not with the crazy bullshit. It's like, bro, Sean, I really like you. Your mama know I like you. And I'm trying to be there for you. I wish he need to grow his motherfucking beard back because he look weird as fuck with that fucking baby
face.
He
really does, and it's so sad.
A nigga, you ain't 35. Grow your fucking facial hair. You grown.
Yep. It was just, I enjoyed it. This is the first K-drama that I've actually, like, they did things that.
Yeah, Mackie, aren't your gadget stuck around?
Mm-mm.
He's like, no.
That last couple.
You're just too invested to go away at this point.
That last.
I didn't get invested until last week. I just have to watch it for the sake of the podcast.
He wants to.
Okay.
The last couple of, the last few minutes of it got me.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
I mean the last like I said, I enjoyed that last episode, so I'm trying to see. Yeah, the last few say, I mean, that was that lovey dovey thing. I'm like, all right. But I enjoyed like the twist that they have. Like this was a good ride. Like I said, I don't know how long I'm gonna stick on the ride, but I'm here and I made episode 15.
It's the end of the damn season, ain't
it? I mean, we did ride as far as this genre, these types of shows. This was particularly interesting, but I know that this is an exceptional show.
It's an exceptional show. Because I ain't never watched the K-drama like this in like 10 years.
Yeah, it ain't
before I watched it. Like, because I love Goblin. I love it. And it's
I'm gonna finish that.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish Goblin that. Is good. It's I like supernatural. I like how Korea does supernatural shit.
I need that more of that. So I need them to lean on that. But
They do it so good. They have a zombie fucking show too.
Any before you get out of here, any words on God of High School's episode this week?
That was trash episode.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't trash. It's just, you know.
You see what they're doing.
This show. I see what they're doing this show, and it's just like.
He's like, yeah, that ain't it.
It's just, I don't care anymore. They're not giving us the, as I talked about with Attack on Titan and how much I love Attack on Titan and how they did that adaptation and everything having to do with that adaptation. For me personally, when you do an anime, I don't think you need to be exactly by it. But if the story is deep, your anime should be deep. It shouldn't be like 1 centimeter deep when this shit is 6 inches deep. I'm just gonna say it in that way. It like you shouldn't be a centimeter when this shit is 6 inches.
Oh shit.
Like at the end of the day, it's just like
that ain't how you handle that wop.
At the end of the day, it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be a level 0. It should be a level 10 when it comes to storytelling.
If you got a 10, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you have a 10, at least make it a.
I concur. All right, well that's the, we got one more okay review to go, and yeah, man, we got one more to go.
Actually, the water's not bad. Like water and tequila and whiskey actually opens it up.
Like a teaspoon or a half teaspoon and down.
Yeah.
Wallop.
I learned that at Total Wine one weekend. The guy who goes and orders the shit, he was like, yeah, when we go and taste it, put some water in it, it opens the flavor up.
You know what? I was at Total Wine. I learned that when I first moved to Orlando. I was getting some whiskey. Mm-hmm. I was getting some scotch, actually. This is when I first started getting the scotch, and I had a dude come up to me, and he was like, he told me that. He was like, man, you know you can put like a teaspoon of water and open that shit right up. Mm-hmm. Like, you can taste all the other flavors. And I was like, okay. So I went home and I tried it. He was like, did you put ice in it? And he was like, man, don't put ice in it. He said, if you get that, that don't put no ice in it.
Yeah, that dilutes it.
He was like, drink it without ice and see how you like it before you put ice in. He said, you're going to get that Crown raw. He said, feel free. But he said, but if you're going to be getting like this McCullen
or, Crown's thick.
Or this other, you know, one of these other ones. He was like, nah, that's a waste of money, bro.
This Crown is thick. You see how this one, it comes straight off the side of the glass.
I was talking to Cap about that. I was just like, because Crown is like not top shelf. It's not. It's like, it's upper shelf.
They present it as top shelf, though.
It's upper shelf. It ain't top shelf. It ain't bad. It's high quality. But the fact that they have a top shelf Crown Royal. It ain't purple bad, bro. It's the XR or the damn or the XO. Or Reserve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Top shelf, bro. Like, they got top shelf. It costs $20.
Black bag, the gray bag, or the khaki bag.
I used to get the black bag.
Oh, Crown Black.
Yeah. No, XO.
Oh, the XO. Yeah, I like the XO. I like that Reserve, man. Reserve. That Reserve. I like that with the blue bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's another level. My favorite one though, that you
gotta,
Monarch.
Boy, you
got
to be lucky.
I got that Monarch. Another bottle of that. All right, man. Let's take a sip.
What Kuju, this is? Haribon, Kuju, Haribon, Sensei.
Yep, the Sensei.
Got some, got a real like
very
nutty,
woody.
Oh yeah, yeah, nutty,
nutty and woody.
Kind of like a buttery nutty. Like what is this? Ooh.
It doesn't give you any details.
Sensei whiskey imported from Japan.
It should taste like
Tachi. That's it. Right, bro. I ain't got none.
Tastes like Tachi in a bottle.
That man said Tachi in a bottle.
And does.
That's the Hamoto Yoshi.
I can feel it like
the shredder.
That's what I was about to say. That's shredder, man.
Right, the Hamato Yoshi.
That's the Hamato that's the Yoshi, shredder. Man. That's Splint ain't sipping that, nigga.
That's you said that's what it was. The Hamato Yoshi.
Hamato Yoshi.
Nah, that was Splinter's master's name, wasn't it?
Yeah. One of Roko Saki.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's shredder. Yeah.
Hamato Yoshi.
Yeah, you right. You right.
Hamato Sensei, man.
Yeah, you that's right. Right. Look at Starman with the points.
Hey, swish.
You right on that. You is correct.
You is correct.
Actually, you is correct.
Actually.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, man. This week, PlayStation had their State of Play. Mm-hmm. They gave us a little sprinkling of what they got in the works in the fourth quarter of this year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what we have here is this came out on August 8th by Alessandro Barbosa, Steve Watts, and Gabe Gerwin from GameSpot. While third-party developers might provide updates on PS5 titles, the majority of the event will be about PS4 and VR focus, which is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sony's latest State of Play event took place on August 6th. But while all eyes were on the PS5 as we prepare to usher in the next generation, most of it was focused on PS4 content. This included a look at games that were previously announced, but we also learned release dates for games, and we also saw new versions of games that came out last gen.
But we still don't know what the Bug Island game is about.
Still. Still have no fucking answers. You can eat strawberries and shit. Don't know what that's
got
about.
Got hamburgers walking around.
Yeah, little hamburger bug things walking
hamburgers
around.
Hamburgers just chilling.
I don't know what that's
all about.
Don't
know what this game's about, though.
Can I trouble you? To can lobby. I trouble you $2 tomorrow for a hamburger today?
You know what I'm saying? Wimpy. Like, Wimpy, get the fuck up out of here. You hamburger hobo. Get out of my face.
I would gladly pay you for a hamburger today.
Man. I suck
your right. I suck your dick.
For a hamburger, baby.
Hey, baby, let me get that rack. I got this bag of burgers. Bitch, get the fuck up out of here. This ain't no goddamn, what was that, Minutes of Society? What you say? Right.
What you say to me?
What you say to me?
Okay, so what we get, the rundown of what was shown was Crash Bandicoot 4, it's about time. Literally, it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
Literally.
The fourth installment of Crash Bandicoot. Everything up to this point has been remake and remaster of every Crash Bandicoot from before.
Surprise! Right.
This is finally the new installment the new in the Crash Bandicoot the series. Next. Yes. So we have what is it? An inverted mode. We've got some new modes now. They upgraded the play mechanics. You can do some little cool shit now.
Yeah.
The platforming's a little bit better, a little tighter.
Yeah.
No microtransactions, as they say. Quote unquote, no microtransactions.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Hey, man. Hard to get all them fucking crystal pieces and shit.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. No, I feel you, though.
We come from a different era of gaming, bro.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And these motherfuckers sometimes...
They don't understand...
Instant gratification.
They don't understand going through an entire game with no continues, bro.
Hey, look. They got to get to the end of the season.
Let's not talk about that.
Right.
That's some dedication, though.
Let me just say one thing. Persona 4. I mean, 5. Recently, I went through an entire part of that game. And this was at the game where you on the motherfucking boat. So you got to do this damn ass maze. And you get to one man motherfucking boss. And you can't beat him. So you don't know where the fuck you left off the last time you saved in the maze. You don't know what fuck. You got to go all the way through that shit again.
Yep, because it ain't no save spots. And you can't just save wherever.
Damn, you save outside the maze.
Damn, that sucks.
And if you don't have the right little fucking creatures and your shits ain't right, you not going to beat the boss.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to the fucking boss. Shit. It was a random ass flaming shadow.
Oh, yeah. That game is bad on RNG, dog. Like, if you ain't got what you supposed to have, you going to be fucked.
Damn. I hate when games do you like that, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Like, y'all purposely...
I mean, Persona is unforgiving.
Yeah.
Purposely making me go back.
Shin Megami Tensei games, they don't forgive
me. Oh, yeah. They're unforgiving,
though. Play Nocturne on PS2. Play Nocturne on PS2. You die, you come back, they just get stronger.
Yeah. The enemies get stronger. You don't.
Damn, that's weak.
Welcome to Shin Megami Tensei.
Right. Huh. Then you got Hitman 3. They showed a bunch of VR support footage. Braid, the Anniversary Collection, came out in 2021. Was coming out in 2021.
I was just like, bro, where you living in?
Hey, dog, you don't want to know that. The Pathless, Giant Squid's game.
Thousands of years ago.
Comes out on PS5. It's a mythic adventure game set in the forest. That's the one you were talking about with all the little... Looks all anime.
That's called the Genshin Impact.
It was a samurai possessed a magic sword.
Before the dawn of man.
What you mean, the bug game?
Right.
Oh, the bug game is what you're talking about. Okay. The fuck? Mythic? What? Anyway. Bug game.
Yeah. We got some footage of Spelunky 2. Yeah, digging and, you know, finding treasure. Aeon Must Die, the game that I was super interested in. It's a game made by Limestone Games and Focus Home Interactive, but Focus Home Interactive is known for doing some fucked up shit to the developers. Mm. Yeah. It looks real good. It's very stylized. It's in 2D, 2.5D, maybe, in certain parts. And it's really like Tron style, like digital, not cyberpunkish, but like neon lights-ish. Mm. Very anime.
Yeah.
And they had Anno Mutationem, MUTATIONEM. An adventure game featuring 2D and 3D segments and a unique mix of pixel and 3D art.
Anno Mutationem.
Yeah. No. MUTATIONEM.
Oh, I didn't.
Anno Mutationem.
Oh.
Anno Mutationem. If that's how you want to do it.
Yeah.
That still sounds wrong.
Right. Let's just call them anti-mutants and keep it rolling.
Yeah. Then you got Star Wars Vader Immortal, which is coming to the VRs. You play as Vader.
Oh.
Control, the new DLC, the Alan Wake expansion. Yes, it's official.
Really?
Remedy Games was creating their own gaming universe. Alan Wake is directly connected to Control.
Okay. Damn.
Yes.
I wish they would have done something like Quantum
Games. Quantum Break. They probably are because it's still Remedy games. Okay, yeah, they're creating this expanded universe.
Yeah, because I wanted Quantum Break to be on PlayStation.
I did too.
That game.
Get Control. It's Alan Wake and Quantum Break.
I get to that. I wanted Control so bad, and everybody's like, oh, it wasn't that great. And I'm just like, your opinion is not
right. Right. If you didn't like Alan Wake or understand what Alan Wake was about, then I'm not talking to you. Then you had The Pedestrian, which was a quirky platforming game, which makes use of signs and pictures. The game features a puzzle element where you attempt to make your own path through, you know, I guess, the world around you. Then you have this game called Hood, which is Outlaws and Legends. It's a 4v4 looter game where you're, how could I put it? Robin Hood and his Merry Men versus Robin Hood and his Merry Men. That's the way to put it. Temtem is a Pokemon-like game coming to the PS5. Previously on PC. Well, it started gaining traction on PC because it's going to be on there. And Godfall was the main highlight. We got a full feature highlight video for that that talked about some of the main mechanics of the game. And with that, with Godfall, it's an action-based melee hunting game. You go through the four main elemental realms, you know, fire, water, air, and land, hunting different monsters and creatures. And as you hunt them, you know, you gain new abilities, new techniques, new armor, that sort of thing. I don't know if it's procedurally generated or not, but that's the way it's based on. You've got a shield protection system, kind of like God of War. You always got your shield on you. And the four main weapon styles is like the pole arm, the sword and the shield, the long sword, the dual blades, and some ranged weapon. I don't think it's a bow, but some kind of ranged weapon.
Okay.
Crossbow.
Possibly.
Good minute next.
Right.
Well, besides that, this week, Avengers Beta came out.
Make him say.
Before we get to that, I got to go back to Focus Home Interactive because during State of Play, they showed a game called Aeon Must Die, which I was very interested in. The Matrix, not Matrix, but Tron looking game. And Focus Home Interactive responded to the allegations against them of crunch time harassment and abuse. So, the publisher of Focus Home Interactive has responded to these serious allegations. Immediately following Aeon Must Die's high-profile video showcasing, on YouTube, the accompanying description coming with it was stating that this trailer was made with abuse and manipulation and theft. People who have worked on every shot of this are no longer with the company holding the IP rights. Some were not even paid for their work. This trailer has a pending conflict of IP, which is true. The real IP for the game was stolen from the creator via foul play. The uploader also provided a link to a Dropbox folder containing a considerable amount of documentation claiming to reveal the truth about the development. Erky Poots, ERKKIPOOTS, this is what his tweet was. This trailer was created with abuse, manipulation, theft. Find out the truth about the development of this game here at https://dropbox.com/sh/ KB baby.
He gave us
I'm not giving the whole thing. Yeah, I'm not gonna put the whole thing.
I was like, this dude got a Dropbox. He was like, bruh, I got receipts.
Yeah, to show you, because it happened.
Bro,
it happened.
I got a pile of receipts.
I mean, the people who made the Cthulhu game, Call of Cthulhu, for Focus Home Interactive, same thing happened. They were talking about how they were being, you know, put under these very hard stress levels to try to complete the game. The provided documentation includes letters, audio files, and testimonies attributed to various members of Lionstone Game staff. The group claims it was ultimately forced to leave the studio as a result of unbearable work conditions, specifically endless crunch, harassment, abuse, corruption, and manipulation experienced during the development of Aeon Must Die. It also claims the company and the entire IP was covertly taken from the co-founder and former CCO, Alexei, A-L-E-K-S-E-I, N-E-H-O-R-O-S-H-K-I-N. One of the 8 employees to hand in their resignation as a result of the working conditions. With many allegations focusing on current CEO Yaroslav Isenko, Yaroslav Isenko, who is accused of sending threatening letters to staff, of firing staff ahead of their resignation date, or ignoring the attorney, and more.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yes. According to the group's open letter on Dropbox, it contacted the publisher of Focus Interactive to request cooperation to help finish the game on humane terms and in the best possible quality. Eventually, after limited correspondence, Focus is said to have requested proof of the group's allegations. Although a later conversation with the developer was suggested that it possessed little of the information that yesterday's reveal would go ahead of planning. As such, the team says it felt it had no more choice but to share this information with the public. And Focus Home Interactive, basically their stance is, oh, we didn't know this was happening type thing. Now, however, following the very public airing of the group's concerns, Focus Interactive has moved to release its own statement. Posting on Twitter, it acknowledged it as being informed of serious allegations raised by some of the developers at Limestone Studios who have worked on the creation of the game, and that these grievances as directed at Limestone and their director and employee. As the publisher of the game, Focus is carefully looking into these allegations and will draw the necessary conclusion based on the well-found and what we find are appropriate measures. It noted that they will no longer further their commitment. No, they will make no further comment until there is a more clear and complete view on the matter. The IP was stolen from them, and they worked them like fucking dogs to get the shit out.
Yeah. Look, look.
So back to...
It is a fucked up
That's
situation.
Crazy. But I'm not shocked. That happens all the time. You look at KDA with League of Legends. It happened all the time.
That game do look fun though.
Mm-hmm.
That shit make me want to get a Switch just to play it.
What's that?
That
game.
One you were just talking about.
Oh, Aeon Must Die. It's on PS4 too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on PS4. But this week, beta started on Friday. Was it Friday? For the Avengers game.
Yes. Yes, yes. For us, for pre-orders, it was on Friday.
Oh, yeah. For pre-orders.
We get it a weekend early.
Oh, we do. Okay. Well, yeah. We got
it. Everybody else gets it next weekend.
We got it a weekend early. And so, how you feeling?
I like it. Like I said, I'm going to main Thor and Captain America.
You're going to main one?
Yeah.
Main.
It means that's the main character.
Those are the ones I will play the most.
I was like, you're gonna main one. I'm like, damn, bro, you just gonna fuck them up? Like, okay.
No. Those are the ones I will play with.
I'm gonna end up playing with. They need to fix Iron Man. They need to fix it hard because that's not. Yo, targeting is bad, man. We need some auto lock. We need some guided lock, something like that.
Because you got him flying with the left stick and you aim with the right stick. It's
so complicated.
Yeah, that's convoluted.
Yeah. I can deal with the lack of Thor's thing because that's fine. He misses. That makes sense to me. That's realistic. They just need a real aim system. He's not always going to
hit him with the hammer.
Yeah, because it didn't make any sense that with Black Widow, when I jump back, I immediately take my guns out and I can hit the target easily. But with Iron Man, it's like,
I gotta fly over here and
everything. Everything's going down.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that. It's just like you trying to aim and you can't.
Like, and his ultimate don't do it. His ultimate was the main thing. What the fuck?
I'm
flying this way, but I'm shooting like,
I'm gonna be main in Black Widow.
Yeah, he shoot like that.
Right, doing the Ed Gremlin on your ass.
I can't say.
Yeah, I'm gonna be main Widow and Thor, and
I like where they're going.
Yeah, I like where they're going too.
It's a looter base.
Yeah,
4-team fire team style game. So whoever you pick, everybody fights differently. So it's not like Black Widow fights like Captain America, fights like. It's Kamala Khan fights like.
It's kind of like Future Fight. Kind of like Future Fight.
Future Fight.
The Marvel mobile game.
Okay.
Future Fight.
Combined with Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, combined with Ultimate Alliance. It's really good. It's really fun. So far, you know, I like where they're going.
I like the story.
Yeah.
They incorporated the Inhumans.
They did the Inhumans right. And I was like, that's Targaryen Mist, man. Targaryen Mist.
They got people getting Targaryen Mist put on them, and you got to save them. You know what I'm saying?
They're doing the Inhumans
on
stuff.
On A-Day.
They even got the Dark Mist in there, too, man.
Yeah, on A-Day, they get attacked because it's the day that they're supposed to be, you know, paying homage to the Avengers for saving the day. And then some shit happens and they steal Avenger tech. Everybody's kind of mad at Tony about it because it's like, hey man, you let them kind of get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like.
As far as we know, Captain America is dead at that point. The Avengers disbanded and Kamala Khan comes up on the scene like her dad was working with the Avengers. And she's like, oh no, I got to bring the Avengers back together.
She's a super fan.
It sounds like some Kamala type stuff.
Oh yeah. She's annoying as hell. Yeah. Like she is in the comics.
Ultimately.
She's annoying in the comics and she's annoying in this game. Like
very much so.
That is one of my biggest issues is they gave us this wonderful new character, Kamala Khan. I'm just like, oh, she's gonna be great. She's gonna be Miss Marvel. This is gonna be great. Literally has the same motherfucking powers as Reed Richards. I'm like, really? Y'all couldn't come up with anything?
I mean,
else?
Not exactly, but it's the
just
same
like, power. You know, you mean Reed Richards before he got a boost of power. Like,
she can't stretch.
yeah,
she's elongated, man. She can't. She's not Reed Richards now. She can't now stretch indefinitely.
Yeah, she can't do everything Reed Richards did.
She can
which
just
even
make herself
makes my
a little
point
bigger.
Even more solid.
Right.
It makes my point even more solid.
She can stretch a little bit.
But they call her Miss Marvel, and I'm just like, what? Yeah, what? Why? Why does she have that?
Because
no.
Because they want to give the name. I think they just want to get a name to
somebody else.
They did. Because I would have rather Squirrel Girl have it at this point.
Hell no.
I'd
have put every Marvel comic down.
When y'all went from Miss Marvel to Captain Marvel, it was like
they're not the same person though.
I'm saying
Kamala is so damn annoying.
What I'm saying, the fact that when they did that, it was just like,
I know everything there is to know about
Miss Marvel.
Avengers.
Hang it up, like,
so the fuck
put
what?
It in the back burner. I mean, come back with it like it's a legacy type shit. But I felt
they didn't. They just gave the name away. That was what made me angry. I was just like, y'all could have made a great female character. I'm like, they made all these. What's made me really mad was like, they made all these great characters for the Atlas team. They made these great female characters for that shit. But we are stuck with Kamala in America.
In America. What's her name? America Rodriguez?
No. Shh. We don't talk bad.
Hey, I like America.
About America Chavez.
Chavez, that's her name.
I Chavez is off the chain.
I say, I like America
Chavez.
Yeah, America Chavez is America. Off the chain.
I love America.
Love America.
I love America. Chavez.
I ain't got shit on you, boy. Safe space.
Right. Oh God. Safe space.
No, that's completely different.
I know. I'm making jokes.
We don't talk about that. We don't.
What were those? The New Warriors.
They were something. Justice warriors. They were the secret warriors, something
the
like that.
Social justice warriors.
I'm like, I remember. Yeah.
Marvel's SJWs.
Avenging Justice.
Right, Marvel's SJWs.
I've always been annoyed at Marvel giving Ms. Marvel to somebody who isn't marvelous at all. She's literally the most annoying person. I would have preferred Ironheart to have it.
I'm sick of Marvel. I'm mad Marvel keep giving me Rogue without Ms. Marvel powers. Like, I really give a fuck. Like,
wait, what?
I won't
they keep giving us Rogue without Ms. Marvel powers.
Bro. She can't fly. She don't have super strength.
Bro, you made her super cool, and now I got to get the shot of it. Now I get the shot. Then you reduced me to having to settle for the social distance champion.
Getting the Rogue from...
Oh, y'all mean on TV? Because I'm just like, in the comics, she still has the power.
No, what I'm saying, the way they depict, they're like, I want the Rogue that...
Oh, in the movies, okay.
Yeah, because
they don't know what... We don't talk about that because that's a whole different. But like, because y'all was talking about the comic books. I'm just like, what in the comic books? She's going hard now. She Carol's best friend. What you mean?
She ain't never got no down south Southern Belle Rogue.
I'm about to say Rogue got that COVID-92 right. Nigga. Like,
I mean, we ain't never got a good. Like, she we got a good nobody. Gambit, but we ain't getting nothing else from Gambit. Uh-uh. That's it.
Bro, we ain't finna get no Gambit.
Lucky you didn't get. The Gambit live action with your brother.
Channing Tatum. Be glad we didn't get that shit.
Lucky we didn't get that.
What's up, Mon Ami?
But overall, I mean, I hope they give us more characters. I really want to see how they do Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I like the Captain America gameplay, but it's just like, I love throwing frisbees.
That gotta be dope, though.
It's fun. Like, all of the characters are fun. I like the fact that I threw Thor's hammer. I kicked somebody's ass and I called a hammer back.
And then kicked his ass again. And people when it comes back.
Yeah,
like,
hit people when it comes back.
On the way, you call it back and hit people on the way
it's
back.
It's the game co-op, like even though it's the beta.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes. When is the full edition? Ultimate Alliance, bro.
Comes out next month. Seventh or ninth.
Ultimate Alliance 3 was so good. But yes, it comes out the
7th. I used to love that shit.
Yeah, Ultimate Alliance 3 was really good.
So can y'all close something up for me? If the 5 is really coming out soon, then what's up with I know it's coming to 4. You still need games for the 4, but it's like
you get a free upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't know how that worked because I heard rumors that the controller is not backwards compatible. If you get a PS5, you can't use the PS4 controller.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's why you get the free upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why they were just like, hey, you get a free upgrade.
These don't need cores, right? Five controllers, they don't need cores, right?
You always gonna need a charging cord. Unless they decide to give us a charging kit, which I doubt that shit gonna be in there.
Oh, I thought they came with the damn thing.
No, you still gonna have to sync it.
You still have to sync it.
I'm tired of using technology.
You're right.
Black's over here just like, I thought we could just let it see the controller and it'll be good to go.
No, it don't work that way yet.
Just scan it in front and it just, you know.
Right, registered automatic. I wish it was like that, but not quite yet.
Almost done.
Yogurt,
bro. Yogurt and liquor?
No, hell no. No. Ain't no liquor in there. Ain't no liquor in Pocari Sweat. It's just a drink.
Fuck Pocari
Sweat. I'm just saying,
you missed all that.
Yogurt, no, I heard what you said. It was just like, but you lost me at yogurt. That ain't what it sounds like.
Yogurt will make me damn.
Have you ever had a Yakult or the drink? It comes in a little thing. It's like that big. It's like for gastrointestinal.
That's a Pocari Sweat.
Yeah.
I ain't never even seen this shit.
At the con?
It looked like water.
At the con, you ain't never...
I ain't never noticed.
When we go here, to the snack booth, whenever we buy our snacks...
You might be right, but I've seen Calpis.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the Calpis, but I ain't seen...
Yeah, Calpico,
the, Yeah, I ain't seen... Yeah, the Calpico, but I ain't seen the damn... That's Calpis, not Calpis.
That's why they changed the name, because that was what happened. People started calling it Calpis.
That's why I was Calpis. Because you said it was like Calpis. I was like, oh, Calpis. Oh, that drink, that white drink. A bubblegum drink.
Yep. C-A-L-P-I-S.
You know what you're talking about? Yeah, with the yogurt shit. Yeah. No. That's a pretty cool drink, man.
Yeah.
Picard Sweat. You I don't drinking no shit names, nothing sweat.
Dog, I'm telling you, it tastes like Gatorade sweat with no other flavor.
Yeah, you're
right. No, but it don't taste like that goddamn Steven Seagal Thunder.
I'm weird, bro, because I like that. You ever had that? One of my favorite Gatorades is that cucumber melon Gatorade. People say that shit nasty. I was like, bro, that
you would
good.
Like Calpico. No, you would like Picari Sweat.
That shit got sweat.
You would like Picari Sweat.
So you saying that? I'm thinking it is goddamn bald headed nigga on Star Trek sweating in the can, nigga. Like,
Picard yeah, Sweat. Captain Picard.
Picard Sweat.
Yep.
Yeah. That star sweat.
Yeah.
Babe, you want some of my sweat?
Yep.
Smack
some of that
my
Enterprise
body.
Sweat.
It's one for my body heat now. That nigga spit ill. Oh. Oh, you an napkin, bro. You got a napkin over there.
No, he got that, bro. We'll try to get that. Keep from doing the same thing. Shit.
Oh, shit.
You can't say no shit like that, bro. Because I'm just warm with my body heat now. Like, come on, dog. You know I'm going to spit on that shit. Come on, man. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Bro, I'm sorry. I apologize. I probably spit everywhere.
Hey, see, I just like, he had a reaction, bro.
It's warm with my body heat now. Damn.
It's Planet Pony Dash, man. If you know, you know.
Right.
Oh,
I'm God now.
Fucking the cat like God kept warming up cans with his body.
Right. Living
shit.
In a fucking vending machine.
Weird anime shit. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you know, you know. You know, you know.
Right.
Some of this shit is Maho? Weird. Beyond concept. Right. I can't explain it. I seen this one shit. It was like, it was something Miss Yuno. But it's about this girl that liked this boy, so she be picking on his ass. So one day she made this like spacesuit or some kind of contraption. And all it really did was filter her pee. And she spent the whole episode trying to get the dude she liked to drink a filtered. Like pee.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Come on, man.
That was the episode. She just wanted to do, like...
Drink up pee.
She filtered it into fresh, clean water, like, and she wanted to drink
shit. Hell no.
Oh, so, man, you trying to get yourself inside of me and all this crazy shit. Like, no.
That shit was crazy.
I know where you going with that. No, I'm good. We on that whole other level with that shit. This might as well give me some spaghetti.
We'll always be connected.
Yeah, that voodoo spaghetti.
Right. We'll always be connected.
That Jerry spaghetti.
No, we won't.
But that Jerry Sketty.
No, baby. I don't eat that.
Get that three bean salad.
No! three bean soup.
10 bean soup, some shit.
No,
it was 13.
13 bean soup.
Yeah, like.
What? 13 beans of Scooby Doo, nigga.
No,
I'm that
good.
Shit.
Right. That ain't the ghost. It's the demons, nigga. I don't see.
Hey, so I was trying to. Hey, the dog got up on the counter, licked it, giving your puppy.
Nope,
power.
I don't need it. I don't
can't
want it.
Licking the fucking spoon and shit.
Bro, I can't fuck with no potluck, bro. Like.
No.
Like, when I had them, like, call center jobs, I remember, like, it was like, yo, we having a potluck.
I'm good.
And then it was certain people I fuck with.
Oh,
and then what I realized is once I went to it, you got the people who went to Publix or any kind of grocery store. They went to the grocery store and they just got some catered shit or some deli shit and they just brought that. Then you got those people who was like, you know, I fuck with you. I might try it if you bought it, but if it's like hot wings, people will try your hot wings. That's all I bring. If I go to a potluck, I do hot lean. Just back when I did potlucks, I don't fuck with it no more. What I realized is, if you own the cat, I'm sorry, I ain't no against cat people. No, I ain't none of that. But look, man, you ain't trying to get no kind of damn nothing and see no cat hair in it. And I don't know what folk be doing in their saints. And quite frankly, I don't know how some people live. So since that's the case, I honestly got to a point where I'm just like, you know what? If that shit ain't come from some restaurant, I don't want it.
Right.
I was like, nah, I'm good. Just throw us a pizza party, bro. Just go ahead, man. Give us that bullshit at pizza party. Don't get the little Caesars hot and ready.
And call it a day.
Motherfuckers gonna show up with the hot and ready. Like, it's either a potluck or the hot and ready. You like, bro, I'll bring my lunch. Nigga. Like,
right, I'm good.
Right.
You get good. Get off the phone for an hour and eat. Oh, so I get paid to eat. Yeah. Like, all right, man.
All right, cool. I'll take that.
I drink soda.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the chips.
Eat the chips. Right.
Oh, man. I'm gonna flex on the motherfucker now. Don't let me show up to no kind of special potluck events. Like, if some home shit, I'm gonna take some damn seafood shit, some ceviche or some shit.
And then the fucked up thing about it is, I'm gonna make the one that I'm gonna have for everybody, because I know the motherfuckers ain't gonna eat it because they don't quote unquote trust my cooking. And then I'm gonna have the little bit for myself that I'm gonna eat anyway.
What the fuck is
that? Nah, fuck that. The last couple family events I went to, I'm like, look, bro, you eat that chicken, you eat them ribs. Don't be fucking with my shrimp. Don't be fucking with my
because
fish.
I told y'all right. I don't fuck
I
with that.
I told y'all straight up, like,
dog. And it's hard for me too, dog. Cause
that's, no, bro,
fuck me eat my fish.
No,
I'm eat my fish, bro. No, I'm being appreciated. Motherfuckers eat my.
No, it's one thing. It's one thing for you to bring your own food and then people eat it. But it's another thing altogether when people totally disregard the fact that you don't eat something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And they eat the one thing you do eat.
Right. Exactly. That you right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I told y'all I do not eat pork. Like,
but you still go always have that one nigga that be like, oh, bro, I ain't hear you say that.
Like, I ain't got
I've been saying this.
But it's like this. People want to police sides because for whatever reason, when it comes to these events, macaroni and cheese is the only thing people bring enough for everybody. Everything else be limited
because it's gonna be like two or three different kinds of it,
right? You gonna have the baked macaroni,
you're gonna have the original.
Y'all talking about
gonna have two variants.
It's y'all events, y'all. Nigga, we get one pan of macaroni and cheese, we might get two pots of greens, but we only getting one pot of mac and cheese.
Only reason I say two,
we get like two, three different kinds of
you gonna have that one person
salad.
That bring
oh, we get
macaroni.
One,
yeah, right,
dog. They so strict, either you're getting pumpkin pie or sweet potato, you ain't getting both.
Oh, no, that
ain't true. I can't say that because you'll get some bean pie, my shit.
You're going to get the damn sweet potato.
You get sweet potato, you get yams, and you get some goddamn.
You will get them.
Pecan pie, you're going to get the goddamn.
No, yeah, you're going to get some bean pie and all, dog.
I hate when don't nobody show up with a pecan pie. That hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I made a pecan pie one time. I will never.
No, look, okay.
Never again.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but if you know what I'm trying to say, it's going to make sense. Can't no man bake a pecan pie.
I can dig that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever.
I'm not going to even ask you why.
I have not eaten pecan pie from any man.
Any man. A man cannot bake a pecan pie, dog. But there's just certain things that have to be prepared by women. And I'm not trying to be no kind of sexist or nothing like that. It's just like
they know just the right amount of love.
They know how to prepare the shit the right way. That's just how it is. Like, men make certain shit a certain way. Women make shit a certain way.
We can get
and
the
it
recipe.
Tastes better that way.
You
just can't do it.
But it ain't gonna taste the same.
Can't replicate it. You can't.
Okay.
You just can't. I know several recipes from like females in my family, and I cannot replicate the way that it tastes. It just does not work that way. The man touch is not the way that the woman touch is. Like, it's not the same.
Just like, I ain't trying to sound sexist about this shit, but most women have told me they prefer food off the grill from a guy over from a girl.
Right.
Or a female, I should say.
I have not met many women that even want
a
man.
Want to try to cook on a grill. Right.
That's not to say that women don't cook. I've seen women that can cook the grill. My mom throw down
me
on
too.
The grill.
Yep. Right.
But for the most part, if there's a man around this grill, it's like, I don't want to feel that fire. I don't want to feel that smoke. I don't want to feel that headache. You do it.
Right.
Right.
Like, just don't overseason the meat. Don't put that on that because I don't want that. Or put that to the side. You're going to get something specific.
Cook this how I want it to be cooked, and you cook everything else.
But as far as like,
and then you turn into Bender.
Shut up, baby. I know what I'm doing.
Baby, I know it. I don't know, man. The magic is in the technique, and
it is
your ability to do
the
it.
The finesse is different between the sexes.
I agree, but I mean, I ain't never looked at it that way. But my cousin,
no, I'm not saying that they specialize in baking as opposed to cooking on the fire type.
No, I ain't taking it.
There's a different finesse that goes to each dish that each one will excel in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all to it.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, it's just when it comes to baked confections, I would have to say that the more delicate touch that a female can provide, or the female energy can provide, it comes out better.
Cake Boss would be mad at you for that.
I mean, no, because Cake Boss is different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cake Boss is constructing a confectionery thing.
That nigga there is fire.
Yeah, he's just fire as hell.
He don't hold nothing.
He can bake a good ass tasting cake and make the shit do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, into other shit.
Like, that's different.
Yeah.
That's a combination of the two.
That's a whole nother level.
Just like everybody keep talking about, oh man, can't no women make sushi. Like, nigga, I've had great sushi, sashimi, rolls, everything from a woman. And I even complimented a woman one time. I went to a sushi restaurant and a woman was behind the counter, and I asked her, I was like, so I don't mean to offend you, and I was how do you feel about people saying that women can't make sushi or shouldn't make sushi because they can't hold the coldness in their hands, because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
But you would think they could because they're anemic. Mm-hmm. You would think it'd be the opposite.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it doesn't really bother me. It's just, you know, that's how people's perception is.
Yeah.
And that's a crazy thing. Like, the most basic scenario is, like, super sexist. Like, people would probably be mad at me for even bringing that up. But
yeah,
just the fact that even on the most basic sense of sashimi, a woman's hands can't be cold enough to handle sashimi to make sushi that won't make somebody sick. Come on, Doug.
Are you saying that's the general sentiment?
Yeah, that's why women should not make sushi. That was the whole thing. Like, the woman should not make sushi, should not make sashimi or whatever. When you watch the other anime and all that stuff, whenever they would talk about women not making sushi,
I ain't never heard of that. So this is, I'm fascinated because I'm learning some shit. Like,
in older like Japanese movies and anime, if you pay attention in the background, they'll say stuff like that from time to time. Like, women don't make sushi because they can't hold the cold in their hand. I don't understand why, because if the general consensus is women are usually cold because they have a low iron count because of anemia, they should be able to hold it, but it's the opposite.
I know women don't like being cold in general.
They don't like being cold because they're already cold.
They'll be quick to tell you they hot, but then when they get cold, like, who's cold?
Because they already cold. It's the anemia thing.
Oof. I hate that.
I mean, you have a period, you're losing your blood. You know, you lose a lot of iron.
Iron.
And zinc.
Yeah, and zinc. Very true.
But we all know.
Cool.